If I may so share, because he was referring to us, he has complete right that if you have to make a convention or something of an agreement, you have to also enforce the agreement and your convention. So you need some political power to do that. And above the European Union, you don't have anything like that. Only way you can go is what we did in the MLC convention, that we go on ILO, that we make there a convention, that we decide when it's going the convention into force. You know, that was when some, I think, 115 member states of ILO then has signed the convention, and also a certain tonnage. So we have to discuss that. And I think the lady from the ILO already pointed out what we can do there. And then we try to start it. We started at the end of the year to try to make also a labor convention for inland waterways, but it's very difficult to pronounce now what is going to be in there, and it will be something of long duration. I see for the MLC convention, it took nearly 10 years to make the convention, and took also I think 3 or 4 years to get into force. So then we are 15 years further on, and the principle is that every country, every member state, put it in its own law, put it in its own legislation, and is also responsible for the enforcement at that moment. So that's happened with the, and the big advantage of the MLC is that you have there already, there was also an institute called port state control, and we use it very well in the labor convention, but for inland waterways, there is nothing like that. So we have to have a lot of work in front of us for doing that.